Hey everybody on Anchor, hope you're doing well. This is Melissa. I'm sure you all know that from the Podified Random Cast of Awesomeness. And today I'm here because I've got a bad neck. Well, that's part of the reason. But I'm also here to test out a really cool product that is supposed to help with said neck. Got a lot more buttons on than I'm used to. I'm sure you guys have heard about TENS therapy, T-E-N-S, and it's like electrical pulsing versions of massage. You basically stick electrodes onto your skin. These are not electrodes, but you stick these adhesive gel pads onto your skin, and then you hook the electrodes. And basically use this thing. It looks like a remote to a TV controller. It really does. It looks like a TV remote. And you control the intensity and the body part, like whichever body part you want it to work on. Which it doesn't specifically say that it works on the neck, but it does. Like, it's really weird because apparently it says it works on the neck. And I guess there's different types of, I don't know if there's different types of massaging modes, because my old machine had a cupping technique, and it even had an acupuncture technique, which...
Acupressure, you mean?
No, it said acupuncture. Maybe it was a misprint?
I think it was a misprint, because you would have been bleeding afterwards. That's, acupuncture is needles.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I guess they were trying to produce the same effect of an acupuncture, but that's what the guy told me. He says, it had an acupuncture. He probably meant acupressure, but I don't know. I guess people don't know how to read sometimes. Some people.
People get the two mixed up. Honestly, I don't, because I went to massage school and I made that mistake.
And your teacher probably got on you, huh?
You might want to correct that. People are probably going to think you're going to poke them with needles. I said,
whoops.
I never made that mistake again.
So I'm inserting the three AAA batteries. It comes with three AAA batteries. I'm inserting them into the remote. It looks like a television remote. It looks so weird.
Yeah.
The machine that I had, it was kind of this size, but it had like a really interesting, it had like a screen on top, which this looks like it has. I gotta peel the little cellophane off of that screen display. Okay, seriously, did that battery have to fall? Sorry, Anchorvillians. So my friend is helping me look at the instructlet, because I'm curious as to how this is going to work on a neck. I really am. I have this weird suspicion that it will work, it's just difficult. Okay, I got two batteries in. I'm such a slow poke.
Okay, so the top three buttons. One is the top left is neck.
Ooh.
Then it's shoulders, then it's back.
Neck, shoulders, and back. I don't wonder why it said only works on arms. Neck, shoulders, and back.
Elbow, hip.
Neck, shoulders, back, elbow, hip.
Ankle. Oh, you can use this on your ankle.
Oh, I know. Oh my god, this thing looks so freaking weird. It looks like a television remote. Elbow, hip, ankle. Looks like a keypad too. It looks really fucking weird. I don't know. Well, if top one is neck, indeed.
And then
it's got these two button thingies on the side. I don't know if those are volumes or not volumes.
No, volumes. One is speed and one is intensity.
Oh.
Are there buttons on each side?
Yeah, there's ones on the top left are speed or intensity.
Are there, how many buttons are there on the side?
On the left, there's two of them.
How about on the right?
On the right, there's a, I guess, an on-off switch or something. I'm not sure what that is. And then there's two ones that look like the two on the left.
Okay, the ones on the right are intensity.
Oh, okay.
And the ones on the left are speed.
Do you want to see what this looks like? I've got the batteries in it.
I've seen the picture, but yeah, I will want to take a look at it in a minute. Just trying to convince you to give it a shot, Anchor Billions.
And she should, I'm telling you. She's a little afraid, though, because she used to do neurogenic therapy, and that's kind of a form of TENS therapy, but it puts her feet to sleep. It's kind of, and I just thought of something. Another reason why you should try this. You don't get to have injections, unlike your TENS therapy, or unlike your neurogenics, where you have to have injections.
Okay, the next row of buttons.
Uh-huh.
The knee.
So that's the third
wrist.
Row. Ooh.
And then I think here is where we get into the different functions.
Oh my god. There are so many buttons on here.
There's a need.
I guess like...
It would need your neck.
Huh.
Acupressure.
Oh, like a tap massage, like how they get your fists and they kind of.
Oh, okay, wait. I need to see.
You want to see the remote? Maybe it might make more sense.
Yeah, I see speed buttons here on the fifth row. And then the final row of buttons, there's only three buttons.
Yeah, what are those? Are they like a for like a?
No, I can't really read the writing. It's like jammed in there.
I guess, are they more like massage functions?
I don't know. My hands can't stop shaking.
And then there are a bag of, I guess, electrode wires.
Oh, cupping?
Oh, hell yes. Oh. I love cupping. Oh. I'm over here in heaven right now. Is it? Spell it out. I think it is.
And then random. Ooh.
You want to see the remote?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll bring you all the stuff so you can take a look at it.
Yeah, I found this for her on Amazon.
Amazon? What is this? The Healthy Living or Healthy?
Health Made
Forever.
Forever, yeah.
Ah! You can just drop something. These look like they could pass for like headphone adapter cords. They look so weird.
Oh, okay. So the speed are the only set of two buttons on the bottom. It's the one before the cupping and all that.
Well, how come they have a speed on the other?
No, they don't. It's intensity. I don't know why.
Oh, because there's two channels, girl.
Oh, okay.
There's two channels, so like one of them.
One of them controls the
first channel. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there are four electrodes.
This is really nice.
So nice. Here are palm of the hand. Here are the little. I'm guessing there are four pads in each thing. And then here are the. Look at all these electrode wires.
I'm sorry to say it. I hope this works, because if it works and if I like it, I'm buying one. But as I'm pulling the stuff, my stomach's kind of turning.
Oh, well, you poor thing. I don't mean to scare you.
No, you're not scaring me.
I'm telling you, girl. I swear by that stuff. It works so good.
You want to tell them what I have to get done?
Well, she has to get another nerve conduction study done on her hands and her feet. She's already gotten one of each done, and they're pretty painful. And those involve, I guess, sending electricity through the nerves, and it involves getting poked by needles, which is annoying. I think you get two sets of four pads.
I'm looking at the electrodes right now. They do look like headphones. They do! Or auxiliary cords.
Oh, I know, right?
Okay.
Because I don't know how it's supposed to be set up. Because there's three little spots where the remote, I'm guessing, because it has two channels, so you can massage more than one place, which I would actually do neck and shoulders. If you want, girl, if there's two sets of four pads, I wish it came with another holder, though. I was going to say, like, you could use. You're like, no, I'll just try yours,
I'll
and if I like
it. If I like it, I'll order one right now.
You're like.
I want you to use it first, though. I do.
Oh, I will. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it live on Anchor. Are you kidding me? Yeah, it even has a little clip where you could clip it to your pants. But doesn't it remind you of a television remote?
It does.
It's got like, I think, 15 or 16 buttons on it. And there's like a ton of functions. And I'm going to do cupping. I'm sorry. Oof. Is that an on-off switch that's to that on that right
yes.
side? Okay, I figured.
It is a pad holder.
Oh, that little
Yeah.
But you only get one, huh? I think you I wonder how Oh, cuz my neck and shoulders are really like I've been using a cross body bag lately, and I'm noticing I'm not really into those. I do like my purse, though, and I will still use it. And Anchorvillians, I have to update you guys on guitar. We've been doing guitar class, and it has been going really well. We took our first quiz. We had to play just notes, not any chords yet. He hasn't gotten us into chords. But we had to play the first 8 measures of Ode to Joy. And that's a simple quiz, and we each passed it with flying colors, but we also noticed that our guitars were, because they were so expensive, are very hard. They've been very hard to play, and we also were told that they have they're really, really hard. Like, even for an expert to play, our professor found it really hard to play. He even said that those kind of guitars that we got were mostly for art kind of purposes, which makes sense, because why else would you have a pink guitar? It's all for looks. but we both got rid of our guitars because they were very hard to play, and we got some help getting a brand new guitar. I had to spend a little bit more money on it than usual, but and we have to share a guitar until we get some more money for Ashley to get one. But I bought us another guitar that we can share that's much better quality and that is a lot easier for us to play. So for the time being, we've upgraded to a better guitar. We do have to pass it between us and share. And, yeah, so, What you doing, girl?
Reading the instructions.
Oh, reading how to set up the... I'm going to, or I'm actually, I've done it with my hair down, but I move it out of the way always. But I might today, just for the hell of it, put my hair up. Which reminds me, hey, you are not supposed to do that. Can I update them on while you're
your paper?
Oh, well, I did a paper for race and racism. It was a cultural project. Let's see what else. My paper was approaching the angle of racism and how it affects people with disabilities. And found an individual to interview of a certain ethnicity, and I compared their story to mine, and there it's such a different experience, because the whole point of the project was for students to find out if they have like an unconscious a subconscious bias about a particular ethnic group, and you have to take some sort of test that Harvard or one of those universities put together, and but the website's inaccessible, the teacher was telling me, so she said I could either just do the event, like, because you're supposed to take the test, go to an event, like a cultural event for that particular ethnic group. If you do tend to have a, excuse me, strong bias towards that ethnic group, and then you go, you interview somebody, and then you basically write a paper on the experience of going to the event and doing the interview and all of that stuff. Well, I couldn't really go to an event because there's not much in the desert. What's up, girl? Oh, well, I heard you, like, you were gonna, you opened your mouth like you were gonna say something. And, there really wasn't a whole lot going out here, so I took a unique angle because, you know, and I figured it would be something different for the teacher, because she understood, you know, she said she would consider my approach, and... So that's what I took. I took the unique angle since the test wasn't accessible and I couldn't really get transportation to any events. Plus, as an extra credit opportunity, we could have gone to the Museum of Tolerance. But honestly, those are that the one in Los Angeles, I wouldn't have had anyone to drive me to, you know. So, which I've been to the Museum of Tolerance years ago. Years. It was an amazing experience, but it was, I don't know how to explain it. It was pretty fascinating. It was yeah, it's incredible. But anyway, so a few days ago, I got an email back from the teacher. She said I did a great job on the paper. I guess she liked the stories, and she even said she wasn't even aware of the statistics. You know, like African Americans alone who have a disability have a 40% poverty rate. And And that's just African Americans with disabilities. I mean, there are other people with disabilities, but their poverty rate is lower. African Americans also have a 26% unemployment or 26% employment rate. I'm not sure, or 23%. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but pretty scary. And the fact that our own professor wasn't even aware of all this. I mean, I'm glad I called attention to it. But yeah, it turned out to be a success. And I'm about ready to hook up that massager and give it a try while we're here, because my neck is killing me. And since you can massage more than one place at a time, I wonder what that, I wonder what those three plugger inner thingies are.
You mean the four?
Well, there's three of them, I think, on the remote, on the top.
There's four.
Oh, there's four. Yikes.
Electrodes. You don't have to use them all.
I think you have to use at least two.
I think you could only use two. Honestly, girl, I would just use two to your neck, because there's only one pad holder.
Here, let me see a set of the pads. And then the pad holder, please. Let me see. I think the pad holder is meant to hold. I think each thing has four pads in it, and I think it's meant to hold. Let me see it, girl. Yeah, see, look, it's got four pads.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, and the pad holder can hold
four at a time.
Four at a time.
Oh my God. These are so freaking cool. I think you get eight pads with this.
You do.
And you get two of those little bags, huh? Oh my God. So I'm thinking this and this.
Do you want to try it? On both? Your neck and your shoulders?
Oh, hell yeah. Huh? Where's the pad holder?
Got it.
Phew.
Here's somewhere. Here's the pad holder. Do you want to attach everything?
You're like, do you want to do it? I'm scared.
Well, I've never done this before, so.
So you do, for the pad holder, you do two of these pads on each side.
Yeah, I got it.
So. The only thing is, there are some weird, let me see the electrode plugs. Actually, let me attach the pads to my neck first.
Is it easier for you to do it that way?
Yeah, you don't want to, you want to attach them to your skin first. And these pads, I know these are better quality, because the ones that I used to get, they had... Does it give you instructions on how to place them if you're working with your neck?
No, it doesn't give you instructions on that.
It doesn't give you instructions on how to place them with anything?
No.
Okay, well, I'm familiar with this stuff. I know how it works.
Okay, here's the electrodes.
Hang on.
Okay.
I'm doing my neck first. Well, it's just because these pads are so adhesive. This is gonna be so good. Let me see the electrodes, girl. Okay. Okay, so this is one set. And I'm gonna show her what I'm doing because I've done this before. So these are two electrodes for the first. Oh, I think does something fall on the floor? I think that's a hair tie, or not a hair tie, a twisty tie.
No, it's one of pads. A set of pads.
Oh, the set of pads. I'm so sorry. Okay, so see the back of my neck, girl?
Yeah.
Okay, so you see these two plugs? It looks like an auxiliary cord, right? Mm-hmm. There's a little cord on the back of each of these pads. You're going to plug one end. That's what it looks like. You're going to plug one end like that. And then move out of my way, ponytail. Is getting in the way, but it's already up. Bastards. I kind of miss my old unit, just had a thing that snapped on. That's all I had to do, was I snapped it on the electrode. So you're gonna hook the other end into here. Okay. So my neck is hooked up. And then I'm guessing you hook this into another wire. Fuck. Yeah, see that hole right there? Mm-hmm. Okay, do you see how the pads are hooked up?
To your neck?
Yeah. Do you see how... See? That's what you do.
Yeah.
So then... Crap.
What?
I can't do my shoulders.
Well, we could do those another time.
Yeah. Let me get... Okay, here are the other electrodes for the other two pads. And then here are... Shit. How does this work? Oh, I see. Hang on. And then another twisty tie. Can you hold that? So I'm guessing I damn, this isn't it? No, this is for the other two electrodes. This is gonna get confusing. Yeah, this is for the other two electrodes. This is also for the other two, I think. What the fuck? What the fuck? And my friend says, one, two, do. This is the other set of electrodes. I'm good with working with cords, but I'm telling you, you have to really feel the ends of these things. So these are for the other two pads. Can I check this one out? What the hell? Figure out what these do. Yeah, this is pretty interesting, folks. You get to watch me be really weird and make fool of myself. Okay, so I guess I don't know if they're supposed to be extenders or I don't know what the heck. Can we see the remote, girl?
To the right or to the two holes that are on the left, that's A1 and A2.
Still trying to figure this out, folks. I'm really sorry.
She might have to do another segment.
Yeah, it looks, because I'm used to the ones, and see, my 10th therapy unit only did two at a time. So, and the electrodes actually snapped onto the pads. You know, like those little heart leads that you... I see why they do it this way then. Oh. Oh. Can you find cupping on here? And apparently I'm supposed to have... Okay, did it say that it selected it?
I can't read the screen.
Oh crap.
It's jumbled, girl. I can't read the screen.
Is it like...
Does it feel any different?
No. I think you turn, when you hit it, you turned off the...
How's that?
There's nothing right now.
Oh my god.
Hit the, like, if you hit the plus button on the left-hand side, if you go up, yeah, see, it's starting the... Oh god. Yes.
You want to go higher, or are you good?
Yeah, go just a little bit higher. One more and I think we're good. Oh yeah. Okay, so you can stop right there. Oh, this feels so good, girl. I'm telling you. Oh yeah. Oh. I guess you have to hit the mode and then you hit... You bring up the intensity, because every time you change it, it turns it down. It turns it off. Not the unit, but it turns... The intensity goes to zero. I guess you can have up to 8 pads up here. I think that's what it is. So the first two, I'm on A1. The second two pads, you can have up to 8. Fuck! You could be massaged in multiple places at the same time. It feels fucking good. Oh, yes. Oh, my neck feels so good. I think I only need 2 for my neck. Oh, I'm telling you, girl, you're missing out. Oh, this feels good. Oh. And you go... Increase the speed. Oh. Those, the speed is on the, those two buttons together, huh?
Yeah.
Let me try something. I'm gonna change that. Oh, yeah. Oh, trying the knead. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Anchor. I'm like in Nirvana. Oh, that feels good. Oh. Oh, that feels good. Are you having pain anywhere? On your back or somewhere? I'm determined to get you to try this.
I will try this. Well, yeah, my back is hurting.
I think, though, for your back, you're going to need four pads.
I'll try it on my neck, actually. I slept wrong last night.
You want to try it on your neck?
I'll try it on my neck.
Do you want to try? Okay, let me turn this off.
Well, girl, you should do your session first.
It's okay. I don't want to do that. I don't want to, because I want to go off of Anchor. Do you want to try the same pads I was using, or do you want to try?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, where is it hurting you? The back of your neck?
The back of my neck.
Okay. Is like unquestionable. I will. Are you kidding? Okay. Oh, move your hair. It's kind of hard to put your hair up. So, right about there. And then I want to get it in that exact same spot on the right side. That's the key. I'm going to turn the unit on. Do you want me to try cupping first?
Yeah, let's try cupping.
Okay, got the adhesive stuck really good. How do you feel right now? Okay, I'm turning the unit on. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing before I do it. Okay, so cupping is the bottom left, right?
Yes.
Okay, it got stuck. These buttons get stuck. Okay, here we go. I'm turning it up to one. Ready? I wanted to get her reaction, Anchor. I'm scared. You want me to increase the intensity?
Yeah, go ahead.
Two. Tell me when to stop. Three.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, I'm stopping. And then the speed, I can even move it up a little bit.
Oh, God, this feels good.
I told you! Oh, my God, this stuff is a miracle!
Actually, this is what they do to my back.
That's what they do.
It's the same thing.
You don't need physical therapy anymore. Cancel it. She's like, I'm going to go order a machine right now.
Oh, that feels good.
And then here's the remote if you want to play with it. You're on A1, so the intensity on your left is what you need. It works for the first two. You can have up to 8 pads on there. That's what it looks like. See, I told you it's nothing like Neurogenics, huh? I swear by it. I'm telling you, it's the best. It's the best. And if you wanted, like if you wanted my help, I could help apply the pads to your back. You could do 2 down here, 2 up here if you wanted, 2 on your neck. And if you wanted to wear like a tank top or something, you could do 2 right here on your shoulders. But it's as simple as that. Now that I know how to use this machine, oh my God. I'm sold, Anchor Millions. I'm sold. She is not wasting any time, huh? I think you can hold all 8 pads because how small they are. And before you take those pads off, you have to turn that off.
Yeah,
because your hands will get shocked. You will experience something like Neurogenics if you try to touch them.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh, don't want
that.
I
know what that is, right?
Yeah, neurostimulus, like re-stimulus, if you will. Okay, now that I've figured out this machine, oh, fucking hell. You could even, if you're really sore, you can even do, like, try the knee. That feels really good, too. But every time you switch massage modes, your intensity is going to shut off, so you have to reapply it. That's a safety thing. I guess they don't want to just shock you into something and be like, oh, I told you, girl, TENS therapy for the win. She's hooked. She's hooked, you guys.
I pinched a nerve when I was 10, and I wish I had this back then.
Yeah, it was very new. Like, even 5 years ago when I got this thing, it was still a new.
$22, you can't beat this.
It's the best stuff, guys.
I have a high rating too.
Yeah. Where and you could just buy, like, when the adhesive wears off, you can buy new pads.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna purchase the pads right now.
So I really wanted to see what her reaction was. Cause she was scared. She was scared of this thing. I'm telling you. She's in heaven right now. But yeah, you could do some on your back here. And you could do, like, you could do 4 pads on your back, and that could be your first channel. And then you could do, like, 2 on your neck and 2 on your shoulders. Here's a, excuse me, Zappadoodle. You're not making a lake, are you?
No, I'm eating hair.
Zappa, you don't eat hair. You don't eat hair, mister. Hey. No. Go to bed. Come on. Go to bed. Zappa. Bedtime. You're experimenting with it, huh? Mm-hmm. Ooh, you know what? I forgot to push the neck button. See what that does. Those buttons get stuck, though. That would be my only complaint about the machine. Because they're plastic buttons and they get stuck a little bit. Especially the cupping one for some weird reason. Burp. Like, if I'm gonna do my shoulders, because that's what I think I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do my neck and my shoulders. If I'm gonna do my neck and my shoulders, I need help applying them to my shoulders. Somebody would have to, like, one on each shoulder. But I think 2 on the neck is fine, huh, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't do more than 2.
Okay, I shut the machine off. Oh my god, that feels really good. You know what? The pads are not sticking that well to my neck.
You know what it could be? It could be, yeah. The adhesive does easily wear off, but it could be, too, that your neck, you have really dry skin.
I do.
You know what? That could be what it is. Like, how to,
on the pad holder.
I know, but, like, if the adhesive gets a little funky.
It doesn't say.
There's something you do to them, like, how to increase the adhesiveness of a pad. I think on YouTube it might have something. But you have to be kind of firm when you stick them to your neck.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because don't they do that with you, or didn't they do that with you in neurogenics?
Mm-hmm.
Check for me. I'm gonna end this anchor and I'm going to continue my next session. Hee hee hee. Okay, love you, Anchorvillians. This was an awesome machine.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be back soon with more awesome episodes. Bye!